The following program was previously recorded. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, it's time for another episode of Live and Local. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for tuning in today. There's a nonprofit that is new to Omaha as of July 20th. Financial Beginnings empowers people to take control of their financial futures. And with me today, Carissa Giles, Financial Beginnings Nebraska Program Manager. Melody Bell is the founder and CEO of Financial Beginnings. And James Chen, the Chief Advancement Officer, all join me today.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Let's start with the mission of Financial Beginnings. Started out in 2005, and I guess we'll start with Melody. Can you tell me how it started and why?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely become my life passion to be serving our mission. I grew up with very modest means with our family. We saw the transition from low income to middle income after my mom got her undergraduate degree when I was 10 years old. And so I witnessed that importance of education. And we, by then, didn't have enough money to send me to college. And so I was terrified of debt and decided that I would work while going to community college and working my way through school. And so the job that I got was in collections. So started out at a department store with a 25% interest rate, calling people to say, hey, you remember that outfit you bought last year? Yeah, you've got to pay for it. Got interested in finance and went to school, majored in finance, and became a financial advisor, and was surprised that nobody told me that it's actually a sales job. You have to sell people on this concept to save for your retirement and prepare for your future and protect yourself. And, you know, really just time and time again, working in the financial industry, saw how people are ill prepared to enter adulthood and manage their money, and decided to start a nonprofit to wrap the community around that. And really with the focus of educating people young before they enter adulthood, studying those formative years to set those habits before they make the mistakes that so many of us do as adults.
Carissa Giles is the program manager here in Nebraska for Financial Beginnings. Carissa, how do you take that mission and really from a grassroots level or from an action item level help people implement that?
So we work directly with schools and community-based organizations to deliver these financial concepts. We also have a volunteer-based model. So what that means is all of our content and our programs are delivered by trained volunteers in the finance industry or people who are just extremely passionate about financial literacy. And so we partner with the schools completely free of charge to participants and the schools that participate. And we deliver those courses typically in an in-person environment, but currently it's a virtual experience.
The website for Financial Beginnings Nebraska is finbegne.org, finbegne, Financial Beginnings Nebraska, of course. James, what would be some of the off-the-cuff advice that you would give as a general rule to people? I think people sometimes look at finances as something that is wildly out of control. It's something that they have no bearing over. And the truth is that everyone has control over their finances, don't they?
Yeah, you're absolutely right there, Mike. What I usually like to let people know is that financial literacy can be so much more, and you can kind of, it can kind of be so big and so hard to wrap your head around. And so I always kind of boil it down to the basic concept of understanding the difference between needs versus wants. And then from there, building out that budget. And I feel like the budget is kind of the foundation that allows you to kind of step through that doorway as you start learning about all of the other different components about financial literacy, such as investments, you know, power of credit, insurance, all those other things, kind of dial all the way back to the understanding, basic understanding, I should say, of needs versus wants and creating that budget. I used to do budgeting by pen and paper, and now there's apps for it, there's softwares for it, where it can essentially automate all your spendings and all the money that comes in and out and kind of project a flow for you.
I'll throw this out to any of you who would like to answer. Would it be fair to say that just like kicking some sort of an addiction or looking to improve your health or lose weight, your financial health needs to have a similar methodology and discipline?
Yeah, that's Melody. I'll take that. Yes, it's building those habits. And it kind of goes back to, you know, what I was saying before with our mission serving so many youth. Is that's why it's really great to get the habits set early before you enter adulthood. And we, you know, get into that because you know what it's like when you stop going to the gym. We're all in COVID right now. I don't know about you, but I haven't gone to the gym for a while. It's going to be really hard when I get back into that to get into that groove. And so, but it's much easier if I keep it and I work that muscle. And it really is about, you know, financial health. You know, having poor finances are directly correlated with poor health many times. And it's such a stress for individuals if they don't have their finances in order.
Financial Beginnings empowers people to take control of their financial futures. The website is finbegne.org. Krissa Giles is the program manager here in Nebraska. Melody Bell, founder and CEO, and James Chen, chief advancement officer. Thank you all for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Mike.